With the Pentagon budget an annual fight in Washington, and even more so with the sequester, the military is suggesting it would have more money for operations if it spent less on base maintenance. Prior base closings processes have left the Niagara Falls base nearly alone with a string of closings around the Northeast. Congressman Brian Higgins says he and other members of Congress and civilian supporters have found new activities for the base.
There is a tendency to focus a lot of attention, a lot of resources on the southern border, but we have unique challenges on the northern border as well. So I think locationally, the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station works well long-term relative to the Pentagon's objectives. And I think as a delegation, we have been successful in securing new missions, including most recently the C-135.
That's the jet tanker for the Air Force. It means air station crews will retrain from the C-130s flown now and go back to a prior mission refueling jet transports and other planes. Higgins says it's a fight every year to support the base and find other missions to continue to justify the base and preserve its vital economic role locally. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.